This is an Equity Bates Media podcast.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You're listening to Get Started Investing, a production of Equity Mates Media. This series is everything you need to get started on your investing journey.
You don't need a lot of brains in this business. Investing in yourself is the best thing you can do. Anything that improves your own
talent. Now you can get rich very young just by having an idea.
I mean, I can buy anything I want, basically, but I can't buy time.
Welcome back to another episode of Get Started Investing, a podcast where we attempt to answer the most common money and investing questions from the Get Started Investing community. Now, while we are licensed, we are not aware of your personal financial circumstances. So any information on this show is for education and entertainment purposes only. Any advice is general. My name is Bryce, and as always, I'm joined by my equity buddy, Ren. How are you?
I'm very good, Bryce. Very excited for this episode. We are wrapping one of our favorite segments or show types of this year, and that is the $100 challenge. Mm. We launched it at the start of this year with a very simple insight that $100 invested every month for 40 years in a broad-based market tracking ETF, and we can talk about what those are in a sec. $100 invested each month in those over 40 years with the market's average return gets you $350,000.
You can't complain with that.
So if you're thinking about, you know, what do I need to do to supplement my superannuation and or my 401k if you're listing in the States and, you know, set myself up for retirement, or what can I do to accelerate my journey to financial independence? I want to retire early. It's making those small steps today, getting money to work as early as possible, and then letting it compound over time. And so with that simple insight, the $100 challenge was born, where every month we try and spend, we try and save or earn an extra $100 to put in the market.
Yes. And what a year it has been.
Yeah, it's been good.
Trials and tribulations, ups and downs. I think overall we have definitely saved some money, found new ways to save. We've had many community members writing in about how they have been saving money. Some that come to mind, match betting, hiring out your car park space, selling some of your clothes online.
Or renting them online.
Them online. Plenty of great ways coming in. And today we're going to close the year out, 2023, with what we've been doing over the last month to save or earn an extra $100. But also talk a bit about Christmas and how you can approach that, because it is a time of year where you can have a bit of unnecessary cost blowout with the pressure of buying presents and secret Santas.
Definitely. And all those sorts of things. And so I've got a frustration with financial content around this time of year, but I'll get to that.
Nice. Well, Let's start by hearing from our community.
Thanks for ringing Equity Mates.
Hey, Equity Mates, Claire here. This year, my family and I are doing Kris Kringle, and we set it to $50 max. I may have gone a tad over and done $60, but I still think that's a pretty good money win on my end. Cheers.
It's Christmas to save money. I'm taking extra food from the work Christmas lunch and putting it in the staff fridge for the next 2 days.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I bought a brand new car. It's been a challenging year this year. A lot of projects being pushed back. So I'm downgrading my car to free up some capital.
I saved some money this holiday season by using Qantas points with a free credit card to get cheap flights, and also travelling in late January just outside of the Queensland holidays for ACT travel.
Hi, Equity Mates. One way we're saving money this Christmas is Secret Santa. Both sides of the family is $100 limit, $200, and it's all done.
I'm planning on saving this Christmas by selling off the least favourite of my two children. I'll have extra cash and I'll only need to buy for one child. Win-win.
visit equitymates.com/contact us and leave a voice message telling us how you've taken part in the $100 challenge this month.
Nice. Love that. Selling off your least favorite child.
Yeah. No, some good ones there.
Great.
I think my favorite there was taking extra food from the work Christmas party and putting it in the fridge.
Yes.
I think that's a good money saving hack at any time of year. If you're at a big company that puts on a lot of spreads, definitely pocket as much as possible.
Well, I'm going to make sure at our staff Christmas party, Ren, we catered to the perfect amount so no one's taking home extra food. Okay. Now, we've got a couple here from the Equity Mates Facebook discussion group as well. One from Mitch Golding, who has said that they're having Christmas at home, just himself, his partner, 1-year-old, and their dog. No travel, no stress, no BS, just top quality family fun. They're going to be working on Christmas morning, so they'll cook up a late lunch and relax in the afternoon.
I mean, great if you can do it, but I'm surprised you could get that over the line with your parents and your in-laws having a 1-year-old.
Yes,
like,
true.
They want to see the kid.
Around, yeah. And another from Anna Sultana. Anna is using Woolworths Rewards. She's saved throughout the year and cashback money saved her shop bank account to buy gift cards, especially when they have bonuses, which is a great idea. She's also politely declined to participate in Secret Santa at work, saving herself $20 and saving time, and has stocked up on some gifts during the Black Friday sales so that they don't go overboard. Yeah, so plenty of great ideas there. I do like the Black Friday sales one. If you can note it in the diary for next year, you genuinely can pick up some great Christmas prezzies ahead of time.
That's what I've done. I don't know if you've seen the table
in our
office where there is a slowly accumulating pile of deliveries for me.
Yes.
That's my Christmas shopping.
Nice.
Did it all on Black Friday, Cyber Monday.
Yeah. What I love about Black Friday, Cyber Monday is it's actually about 3 weeks of sales because you have the 2-week lead up.
Oh, Cyber Monday
hits, then after Cyber Monday they extend. Cyber Monday extended, and all of a sudden you've had about a month of sales. So.
It's so American. We don't even do Thanksgiving, but we have Black Friday.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Ren, let's recap what we did last month before turning our attention to what we're going to do for Christmas, and then put a bow on the whole 2023 $100 challenge. Look at what we've invested and perhaps what we're going to do for next year.
Yeah, right.
So what did you do last month?
So mine was super simple. I now live in an area where my closest 3 supermarkets are all Woolworths, and I didn't have the rewards set up.
Mm.
So last month I signed up for rewards, and then I also saw that they partner with Qantas Frequent Flyer. So I went to sign up with Frequent Flyer. They charge you $99.50 to sign up for some reason. Don't know why. But then I found a discount code that gets you access to Frequent Flyers for free.
Yeah.
Which I then shared that code in our Facebook discussion group if people want it as well. So I saved $100 by finding that offer code. Simple, easy. We'll get to the less simple and easy ways to save money when you talk about what you're doing. But update, I so far have 3,100 Qantas Frequent Flyer points.
Nice.
I don't think that gets me very far.
It doesn't, unfortunately. No, that doesn't get you very far. But I think, I don't know if you've noticed, but more importantly with the rewards card for Woolworths, and I'm not sure if Flybuys does the same, but they now have member pricing. And this has been something that's gone for a while. But it's quite significant for some products.
To be honest, that was the impetus for me to actually do it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't really care about the rewards points, but I saw the news around. We actually did an episode on The Dive about differentiated pricing and how Woolies is just one business that is starting to do that now.
Yeah.
Where if you scan your everyday rewards card, you actually get discounts. So yeah. I signed up because of that. I don't reckon I've saved a lot of money from these.
Oh, I had 2 huge wins last week.
Really? What did you get?
I bought a chicken and veggie pie, like a fresh meat pie.
Do they do that at Woolies?
Yeah, yeah.
No, well, okay. I'm in a metro location. Like, yeah, I get the small format.
Well, stuff. This is a lot. This was is an ex supermarket that is now a metro. So it's a supermarket size.
Yeah.
50% off.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And coffee. I bought coffee pods, also 50% off.
Oh.
Yeah, so meaningful discount, just because generally sometimes I don't always scan the card.
I'm still in that honeymoon period where I'm always scanning and I'm also going on the app and hitting all the boosts.
Yes, But it'll show on the ticket, and yes, there were meaningful discounts to be seen. So I was pretty happy with that. Go Woolies.
All right, so that was my $100 challenge for last month. Easy, simple.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you are trying to do a drop shipping business, so I want to hear that update. But before we get into that, is there anything else that...
Yeah, so I did have some easier wins. And during the week, I think we put up a post, or maybe it was last week, on our Instagram page showing that a survey that was done by Finder that showed one of the most useful money advice tips people find is using coupons to save money. One of the worst ones, I think, was telling people to get an extra job, which is fair enough.
So I've got the post. The three rated as most helpful: track your spending, use coupons to save money, and cook at home rather than going out.
Yeah.
I'm surprised cook at home was rated as most helpful. Three most annoying. Tell me if any of these annoy you. Cancel TV subscriptions.
It's just a common one. Yeah.
Work to earn more money.
That's annoying.
Move into a share house or downsize.
Yeah, that's completely... Yeah, yeah. Both, two out of the three.
I find all six kind of annoying. But I think it's because we live and breathe financial content all the time.
Yeah, well, we've spoken about a lot of those. But my point being was the eat at home and use coupons. There's an app that we use throughout the week called Eat Club. Now, what Eat Club does is it shows you restaurants around you and, well, wherever you want to go and try and eat. And these restaurants sign up and they give you meaningful discounts, 35 to 60% if you go in and dine in. Some of them do have takeaway options as well, but they kind of stipulate which times you can do it.
Oh, so it's like you'll come in at 5 p.m. and you'll get 60% off because they're not filling the restaurant at 5 p.m.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you're in before 8
or
come in on a Tuesday between whatever whatever.
Yeah.
And you just buy it on the app and then away you go, you scan and you get your discount. So
have you done the maths about, are you actually saving money from just cooking at home though?
Well, no, it wasn't necessarily like an either or, but it's kind of like if you feel like you can't afford to go out, you may as well check the app.
Or like compare that to Uber Eats and you'll definitely be saving money.
Exactly. Yeah, so we did it with where we were going to go to the burger restaurant down the road for takeaway, but it had 30% off. So it's just like, may as well, there's no reason not to do that.
Yeah.
It's 30% off, they scan it, away you go.
Nice.
So Eat Club, check it out. It's worthwhile.
Not sponsored, but if Eat Club's listening, it could be.
Yes, we would love to trial that every week. Anyway, drop shipping. So I set out to sell some sunglasses. Now the webs...
Before we get the whole narrative, how many pairs of sunglasses have you sold?
Well, I'm not going to do the narrative. I just... encourage people to listen to the last four or five episodes
where we've been setting it up.
Yeah, yeah. Zero.
Okay. All right. Cool. Now give us the update.
And I've got it to the point now where everything's ready to go. I've even started paid ads.
Oh.
And now I'm in a whole new ball game of Facebook bots.
I thought you were going to say you're in a hole, as in now you're losing money on this thing.
Well, that is happening.
So tell us about the Facebook bots.
Well, you know how you and I have struggled with the bots when it came to selling things on Facebook Marketplace as part of this campaign, as part of this project. Now, when you start Facebook ads for a Shopify website, bots figure out that you're doing it, or people, and now I'm just getting hit every day by 10 to 20 people telling me how they can help me improve the Shopify website. Yeah, yeah. I can help you with this. I can help you with that. I love this. I love that. But have you thought about this? Have you thought about that? And it's just super annoying.
Hitting you up? Like how?
Through Messenger.
Oh, like in your
through the Messenger for the, because you had to set up a Facebook page for Summer Days, and so I'm getting hit all through there.
How many followers does Summer Days have?
I don't.
Oh, let's check.
I don't think any. Two. If you want to see the history of Summer Days, head to my Facebook page, Summer Days DAZE, and you'll see that many moons ago I was actually trying to drop ship fishing lures and dog kennels, I think, or something along those lines. Anyway, Ren, long story short, I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 styles of sunglasses on the website. Please do yourself and do me a favor. Go to hellosummerdays.myshopify.com. We'll put a link in there. And please buy yourself a high-quality pair of sunglasses just in time for Christmas.
So I've just searched Summer Days in Facebook, and it hasn't come up with your page. What it's come up with is a post that you put in a John's college group in 2011, summerdays.net.
Oh, nice.
Clicked on that link.
At least I had the domain back then.
Yeah, that domain seems to be broken. And then you have commented in all caps, cheap sunnies. And our mate Flynn has commented, easy money. And nice. I think we can say, Flynn, more than 10 years after you posted that comment, it certainly has not been easy money.
At the time. Anyway, the saga continues. But look, there's been a lot of lessons I've learned. It hasn't got to the point that I would have liked, which was recurring revenue.
A single increment of revenue.
Let it be said, though, I'm not going to give up on this because it feels like the work I've put into it deserves a bit more finessing. So,
The time that we have invested listening to it deserves a payoff.
So just like the drum kit, I can't wait to tell you when I have sold a pair of sunnies, and I will continue this over the summer break and put a bit more effort into refining how to get these Facebook ads right.
Okay, nice.
But
I still think there's going to be – I still think there's light at the end of this tunnel.
I think what I've missed is the ice baths.
No, bro, you can't pivot. It's not the product. Like, if you were selling some sunnies but not a heap, then we could talk about refining and optimizing products.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I'm too deep in sunnies.
No, I think we just need to get – well, I mean, I'm saying we, but I'm not doing any of the work. Just, like, prove that you can sell something, get some conversions, make sure the flow's working.
And I'm getting traffic. So yeah, there's a few things I need to finesse, but please, I'll put a link in the show notes, hellosummerdays.myshopify.com. Obviously the domain is one thing we need to finesse, and do yourself a favor. We've spoken about Christmas presents, very cheap quality sunglasses.
No,
available.
Very good. Good.
Cheap, good quality.
Oh, okay, yeah. The importance of a comma between cheap and quality.
Nice. All right, Ren. Well, let's take a break. And then on the other side, we'll talk about how we're going to approach Christmas, a few things you can think about to save money during the festive season, and we'll wrap up the $100 challenge for 2023. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Ren, we're here talking about the $100 challenge. We've just spoken about what we did last month, the challenges of the drop shipping. We've heard from some of our community members. So let's talk about Christmas more broadly, some of the ways that we can save money, because it is a time where I feel like you can get yourself into a bit of trouble with the pressure of feeling like you need to buy presents.
Yeah.
And buying too many.
Definitely. It's a time when you can spend a lot of money. It's also a time of the year where there's a lot of pressure on delivering a great Christmas without spending a lot of money. Like the pressure comes from all sides at this time of year. And I hate this type of content. I have such a gripe with financial Christmas content. Because beep this if we need to beep it, but it's bullshit. It is such... let me give you some examples to illustrate my point. And I only call these out because they have good SEO and they were top of the feed. Like that, this is almost universal. The money-saving Christmas hacks are just trash. Choice.com.au, their tips for saving money this Christmas. Don't buy meat. Have a vegan Christmas. And don't buy alcohol. Have a non-alcoholic Christmas. If the saving hack is just don't buy things that you want to celebrate, like you're not... That's not a money-saving hack. That's just to like... Just deprive
don't
yourself.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Or... Dave Ramsey, the massive financial commentator in the US, one of the biggest financial commentators in the world. He has 25 Christmas tips this year. One of them was have a virtual Christmas. Just do it on Zoom.
That is lame as
another one. Tip number 24. Wrap gifts creatively. As if your bloody wrapping paper budget is the thing that's costing more this year. Not fuel to go on holiday, not food to actually do it, but gift wrap is your problem. One of his tips, and this one is interesting. I don't hate this one as much. It's controversial. Tip number 15, re-gift. Just get, which I actually don't mind, but I think a lot of people would not like that. How's this one? Tip number 18, make more money.
Hmm.
Thanks, Dave Ramsey. That's a helpful tip. I just reckon the problem with Christmas is that, like, you're having these big parties, you're buying gifts, like, there is, you're going to spend more. It's really hard to avoid that. And you can do things like you can make gifts rather than buy gifts. You can agree, you can do Secret Santa so you're not buying gifts for everyone. You can agree in the with the family or whatever that we're not going to do any gifts. Like, you can do stuff like that to reduce spending. But the idea, it's like, oh, have Christmas lunch with no booze or no meat because that's a good tip to save money. Or just like do it on Zoom rather than in person because then you'll have to buy less money to cater. Like, they're not good savings tips, and it's just, it's bullshit.
I mean, in some, I mean, it depends on your circumstance, but like, yeah, there are instances where.
Sorry, let me put it this. Let me put it this way. Everyone knows they can just not buy things.
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows that I could just not buy meat and not buy booze because I can't afford it. It's not like an insightful savings hack.
Yeah. Well, what would you say?
For me, I think the way I approach Christmas, I actually wrote an article for 9Honey. Don't know if it ever got published, but by the way, we sometimes write articles for 9Honey that you can go and check out. It was 100 days till Christmas, and we wrote, you know, it's 100 days to Christmas. Start thinking about saving now and putting money aside. And I think, honestly, that's the only way that you can approach Christmas. Well, that's the way I approach it, is there is going to be a step up in spending. The right way to do it is to start planning for it early.
Mm.
So you've got the money set aside.
Mm.
I think it's really hard to manage it if you're only starting to think about a big step up in spending in December.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my number one thing as well. I remember at uni, I would have it as a savings line in my budget and save for a year.
That's pretty good. At uni, I was probably just pretty shit at buying presents for people. So,
well, mind you, like, that wasn't me saving $5,000 or anything to pay. Like, it was still, you'd get to the end of the year and you'd just have an extra $300 or something. Like, it wasn't big money, but it was just, it was a conscious decision, as you said, to, you just need to think about it and stick to that budget. And, or even if, like, I think that's the most important thing for me. It's like, you know, you're going to spend money, but just limit what you're going to spend. You don't have to, you don't have to spend heaps of money to have a good Christmas.
Mm.
Yeah. So I think about it now for next year. If you're in a situation where you're feeling a bit of the squeeze, there are other things that you can do to reduce your spending. Like, there's plenty of sales. I think if you can almost buy anything, electronics, homewares related, whatever, on some sort of discount leading into Christmas, there's those ways, ozbargain.com.au, like, plenty of ways save.
I've heard of people, and it's probably less relevant now with Black Friday sales, but I've heard of people whose families would say, no one buy a present before Christmas, and then we'll all buy presents on Boxing Day, which is interesting. Yeah. I think, like, the Kris Kringle one is one that everyone does.
Yeah, our family has employed that.
We do that in the family as well, and put a spending limit on Kris Kringle as well, so then no one's disappointed that they feel like they've been shortchanged, but also then it's just, there's a spending cap as well.
Yeah. Nice, Ren. Well, let's tie this all up. I guess the question is, we said we were going to invest $100 a month. Did you do it?
Yes.
And in what? Because I think we've had a few questions throughout the year where we've said investing $100 in a market index to get the market return is more than enough over a long period of time. So what was the result for you this year?
So the way that I've approached it, so I have my core investment that I automate every fortnight that we get paid, and that goes into a number of index ETFs, just market tracking ETFs. And so that just continues ticking along. But what I also do is I automatically transfer a certain amount every time I get paid into my spending account. And what I've been doing this year is whatever's left over at the end of the fortnight in my spending account, which really has been money that I've saved from things with the $100 challenge. You know, like I've started doing intermittent fasting and not eating breakfast, stopped buying coffees at work and making them at the machine here, stopped buying lunch and making lunch, just all of those. You know, nothing reinventing the wheel, nothing groundbreaking, but just a number of things to limit spending. Also pulled out the small amounts of money, very incrementally small amounts of money I made doing online surveys earlier this year. And just throughout the course of the year, any of that money left over, I've transferred into my brokerage account and bought Vanguard Diversified High Growth, the ETF. And yeah, I've got about $1,000 in that on top of what I normally invest just from, you know, these saving money and stuff like that.
Nice. So VDHG is the ticker there. If you're interested to know more about that, check it out on the Vanguard product page.
What about you?
So I invested the $1,500 that I got sold the drum kit for.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I haven't done it in a separate product, though. I just split it across my core portfolio. So the ETFs that give exposure to Aussie, US, Asia, and Europe. So that was the $1,500. And then right at the start when I saved, I think it was $98 on cutting back subscriptions and those sorts of things, I put that in. And then I was hoping for a bit more of a result from the drop shipping by
now.
But anything that I did genuinely make from this challenge has gone into my core portfolio.
And if you're wondering what makes up his core portfolio, then the book to read is Don't Stress, Just Invest, makes the perfect Christmas present. It's the only Christmas present that guarantees a rate of return. And it explores this whole concept of core portfolios and talks about some products that you can actually invest in.
That's it.
So with that, Bryce, that brings the $100 challenge to an end for this year. Let's go and spend too much over Christmas, come back in January and tighten our belts, both literally and financially.
Love it.
And attack the year ahead.
And thank you to everyone who has submitted ideas and contributed to the challenge throughout 2023. Really excited to hear some of the bigger and better ways we can tackle it next year.
We've got one more episode to go this year. It's our mailbag bonanza where we're going to answer everyone's questions that you've written in at ask@equitymates.com. So we'll see you next week for that.
Nice.
You have been listening to an EquityMates Media production. In the spirit of reconciliation, EquityMates Media acknowledges the traditional custodians of country throughout Australia and their connections to land, sea, and community. We pay our respects to their elders past and present and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples today. This podcast is intended for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general advice only and has not taken into account your personal financial circumstances, needs, or objectives. Before acting on general advice, you should consider if it is relevant to your needs and read the relevant product disclosure statement. And if you're unsure, please speak to a financial professional. The hosts of this podcast and their guests may have positions in the companies mentioned. EquityMates Media operates under an Australian Financial Services Licence 540697.